Renowned hairstylist Sally Hershberger didn't always want to do hair, but her famous friends had other plans, begging her to utilize those incomparable creative gifts. Fast forward a few years and a gazillion amazing looks she created later, she owns her own salons in New York and LA, created a luxury skincare and hair care brand that's pure gold. I mean, literally, her hair care line is made with 24 karat gold. She dabbles in fashion, home design. She flips houses. P.S. Jen Aniston bought one of them. And for years, I've been asking stylists to cut my hair like one of her famous cuts, from Winona's Pixie to not one, but every Meg Ryan film she ever had her hands on. At long last, finally, I got to work with the master herself, and she gave me the look of my dreams. This is a Life Minute with the one and only creative genius of all trades, Miss Sally Hershberger.
Hi, I'm Sally Hershberger, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Sally Hershberger in the house. For as long as I can remember, I've been asking every stylist that's ever cut my hair. I want it like Winona Ryder. I want a Meg Ryan for a million years. So I figured I finally should go to the source.
I know, it took you a long time. I couldn't believe that.
Well, I couldn't wait, you know, the months that it was to get an appointment with you. So, you know, finally, you know, I get you here.
I'm glad. I know, we had fun. You guys missed it. What was that, 2 days ago?
Yep. And I woke up like this.
Yeah, she woke up like this. How good does she look? I mean, that's what makes it great, though, is you need to be able to wake up and still have it look good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
amazing.
And it looks very like it's a messy cut, but it's completely precision, as you witness.
Yeah.
You know, I think where a lot of hair people got it confused is they just started chopping and it looked like poofy and old-fashioned, you know, because it's all about taking out the interior. And keeping, when I met you, had the same length here, and we just took out all that bulk.
Yeah, I love it. And you have a face
like Winona. I used to do her. And Meg. I think it works really well when you have like a petite face, so.
I love it. So tell us your story. Did you always know you wanted to be a hair artist?
I actually did not want to be a hairdresser. It wasn't even in my atmosphere of, you know, thinking. Long story short, I grew up in a family where I was meant to get a trust fund. They were in oil, and I was like a wild kid in LA. My dad lived in Kansas, and I was partying with Joan Jett when I was 16. We were wild, and I just thought, okay, well, I'm not working. You know, I never worked a day in my life. Long story short, oil crashed. Sally had to go to work, and my mom said, you need to go back to school or, you know, do something, and my friend, Robert Sadusky said, you should go to that beauty school and work for Arthur Johns. He was a really famous hairdresser. And he was doing Olivia Newton-John and everybody, you know. Anyway, I went to go apprentice him, went to beauty school. And then I met, you know, I was shampooing everyone's hair. Zsa Zsa Gabor, Karen Carpenter. I mean, all of like the iconic people in, God, I think that was the 80s. And then I met her Ritz. He threw me into like, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer and the supermodels. And so, and then I thought, well, this is fun. And in the 80s, we were making so much money. In the 90s, I was like on private jets and Olivia Newton-John took me on tour. And then I was like, but I don't really want to do hair. And I was working with Annie Leibovitz, Helmut Newton. I go, I want to do photography because they're making a lot of money. I got my first job with Vogue and I'm doing photography. I shot Julia Roberts' movie poster. I used to do her hair. And they loved the hair on the movie poster. And they go, what would it take to get you back to do the hair? Because I did Nick Nolte and like really made it look full. And Barbara Streisand's like, I can't believe you got his hair like that because he has thin hair. The movie went on for 6 months. I bought my first house in Bel Air, an architectural house. I kept getting pulled in to doing hair. And so then finally I said, I'm going to do hair products. And then I met John Frieda in India. And that's a whole other story. And we did hair products. I developed Sheer Blonde with John Frieda's company. And then he sold. And then I went on to do 24K.
Are you happy now doing it?
I'm happy doing hair. I mean, I love it. I always feel it's challenging to this day. And you know now, I'm very intense when I'm doing it. It's so creative. And it's so precise because I am precision, but I just love like gesture, cool hair that moves. yeah, I don't have any regrets, you know. I mean, I do work, I do flip houses on the side because I love architecture and design. I have a design firm. It's called Genius Design.
Oh, my God.
Because I say, you know. And I did a clothing line in the midst of it all called Shag Downtown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was in Barney. I was in all the stores. And it was the best T-shirts and all of that. I did a skincare line with the face place, you know. I like everything to do with beauty. It's just not, I mean, hair is everything, but I dream about designing clothes. Always have.
Wow.
I thought maybe I'd do that, and I got pulled into hair.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's number two. How'd you get started? That's a big start.
That was start, and you know, Herb Ritz, it was just kind of like fell into, you know, my, and I'm doing Michelle Pfeiffer for the cover of Interview, and I'm like 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
And then I just, you know, Annie Leibovitz, I mean, I do everything with her and Herb Ritz, and they were like the ones. And then Steven Meisel was in New York, which I later became working with him in New York. Julia Roberts would call and go, hey, Sally, I want my hair cut off. And I would cut off her hair. It was a voicemail in her kitchen because she was so tired of like being known for the hair. Yeah. And then the press would call me like, oh my God, you cut her hair. I'm like, well, yeah, that's what I do. Like, I did not associate, like, you know, promoting my brand. That was just not, I just did what I did, you know, and I was lucky. I worked with, like, iconic supermodels, you know, Cindy Crawford was my friend, still is, and Tatiana and Christy Turlington and, you know, the supermodels. And then the movie stars like Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, Meg Ryan,
Jane Fonda,
Miley Cyrus, Barbara Streisand. I mean, I think everybody.
Joan Jett.
Then Hillary Clinton. I met her for the cover of Vogue when she had the big bouffant. And Anna and Annie wanted, you know, for Vogue to make her more contemporary. And she came down with the big hair. And I had my 24K texturizing bomb, and I went, I'm just going to put a little bit of this in your hair, and it looks like goop, paste, but I just started, like, raking it through, because she did, you know, come down with the other hairdo, and I pushed it back, and if you look at the Vogue cover, you know, it's, like, pushed back, and she kept that for many, many years.
Yeah.
You know, I just did the Bidens for the cover of Vogue. As much as I'm known for that and the messy hair, I do so much more, like the 90s hair that we were just talking about, you know, that big Cindy Crawford hair. So it's funny, I got typecast into something that became huge, but it wasn't really all my body of work. You know, my body was those supermodels and the big hair. And
I just think that if you could do this, like that, a shag, then, you know.
Yeah.
You can do anything. So I never thought of that. Like, you would only do this, but
yeah.
I mean, that nobody can do this.
Yeah, my first haircut was a shag with Paul McGregor, famous hairdresser. And when I went over to get the blow dryer, like, they'd put you in another area. It was so geeky. And so I went home and, like, redid my hair. And I was obsessed with my own hair. That's how I became a hairdresser. Like, I go to parties because I have curly hair. And I liked it, like, straight. And so I go to parties and find the blow dryer if it was been raining out, like, blow dry my hair and, like, come out, like, you know. So I was really, I always knew that hair is your, for me, in my opinion, the best asset, more than your purse and your clothes.
Yeah.
I just think hair is everything.
Yeah.
Like, a cool haircut.
I agree.
I so agree. If you have a bad haircut, how geeky do you feel?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't feel hot or sexy or confident. Hair
100%.
Is your best asset.
Yeah. I always said that. I said, that's all I have, you know. My face is asymmetrical. I never liked how it looked. I was heavier when I was younger. And I was always just wanted cool hair. And now I have it. Thanks
you
to you.
You have it. Well, you have a great
years,
face. But I mean, you know, it's really about, like, working with the person and making them look the best that they can, but still letting them feel like it's them. Unless you're doing a character for a movie. But in everyday hair, I think it's really important to create a look that makes it look as young as possible, but appropriate.
Right,
and
right.
Even like a Hillary Clinton, it made her look much more like confident, sophisticated, got rid of that round thing with the headband. You know what I mean? I mean, I always love a shag. I mean, come on, Mick Jagger. It just works. It's sexy. I used to have short hair like you. I mean, people really stop you when you have short hair. I mean, Meg, look what happened with her. Her hair's long now too. You know, as much as I did the supermodels and they were known for like beautiful big hair, there's something about the short hair, the edginess that like is stronger, more compelling. Mm-hmm. All my clients that have more like that get stopped all day long. Yeah. It's like when I go down the street with my dogs, I'm like getting stopped and stopped because they're so good looking. But
they are beautiful.
Yeah, but you know, when you have longer hair, you're not going to get stopped in the same way.
Mm. What's your favorite cut style you've ever created or some of your favorites?
Definitely Meg Ryan, for the obvious reasons, like French Kiss, and I just love that, like disheveled. Yeah. And we were not expecting anything, and I remember like the LA Times called and wanted to talk about her hair, not the movie, and that was like, you know, I mean, that wasn't the intention, not great for her. She's always been an amazing actress, though, so, but her hair just became such a thing. And what other hairstyles? God, there's so many. I remember cutting Giselle's hair into like a really sharp bob. Steven Meisel had me do that. I mean, I think just like working with Barbara Streisand and Hillary Clinton, those kind of women's, I've done so many things on Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett. I mean, all of them, you know, it's hard to pick one. So I'm going to pick one, Meg, you know, or Joan Jett, like something like that, as opposed to just like long Giselle layers. That's beautiful, but it's, you know, it's not jaw dropping. Yeah. I mean, it is and it isn't, you know.
How do you know what to do? Like, you know, do you work with them a little bit or do you say, no, this is what I'm doing?
Like when Tom Cruise was doing Mission Impossible, we'd talk about it. He came into me with hair down to here. Legend, I can't remember, so many movies, but Tom had that really long hair. I had to cut all that beautiful hair. Yeah, and he kept going shorter. I'm like, because I thought he was the most beautiful boy I've ever seen. Rebecca De Mornay, he was with her in my salon. So I started doing him for all those movies, Mission Impossible, and we did it long, short, you know.
What's it like working with Jane Fonda? I love Jane.
So Jane Fonda was divorcing Ted Turner. Her best friend called me and said, she's going to the Academy Awards. No one knows. We need to give her a new look. And I'm thinking, I'm going to do like Julie Christie. I mean, she had that short, really long, like 80, not even, you know. And she'd been on the ranch. And in my mind, I had this, and she walked in and saw my haircut like you kind of, and she goes, I like your hair. So we cut it off. She decided not to do the red carpet and came on to the stage and everybody gasped. Yeah. It was like that
silver gown,
unbelievable moment.
Yeah.
It just so suited her. God, she was just so easy. I mean, you know, it's amazing. They're all so easy. The women, I mean, like, I think they feel that I'm not gonna wreck them. You know what I mean? Like, I think they meet me.
A little more than that, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's like a thing, we just talk and I start doing it in front of the mirror and they start feeling sexy and looking cute and whatever. You know, they're seeing what I'm doing. It's not like, aha, except for Julia Roberts when I cut off her hair in the kitchen, she had no mirror. And then she was like, oh my God, amazing. I mean, everyone's been really, I mean, trust me, there's been a few, but they're usually not like the supermodels.
Didn't work out, you mean?
There's a few that have been like not great. I can't remember who. I mean, I've done like Raquel Welch for years and Faye Dunaway, and I don't know, I get along with women. The question I always got is like, how did you get into it as a woman? Because it was a men's world.
Yeah,
I just never think about that.
I don't either. That's why I guess it doesn't even... I don't
worry about other people. I just kind of like am in the moment and need to like do what I got to do to make it look as good as possible. And I'm never comfortable in that. Meaning there's a certain comfortableness, but I'm also like, because I'm creating. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's hair. And I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
a
piece of art.
You're a true artist.
Yeah. It's not like, this is, you know, I got this. Like, I go into every job like anything can happen.
Yeah.
And open to that.
Yeah. And you're so intense about it.
I'm intense about it. I can have fun, you know, in between, but I'm like, when I'm working, I have to get in the zone.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, tell us about your new products, too. You mentioned them a little, but 24K, why are they called 24K?
Well, because there's gold in there.
Is there real
Yeah,
gold
and
there?
Gold is a heat conductor. It actually, when you're drying your hair and you've used like my mousse or my keratin spray, it will dry 15% to 15% faster because it helps, you know, get all the ingredients in much quicker. And what's better than gold? You know what I mean? That to me symbolizes the best of the best. And John Mayer asked me, he goes, do you actually use your products on yourself? And I go, oh, 100%. I mean, Anne's hair, anyone who's in my salon, I can't stand. I've tried everything. And I pick things that I do like and don't. I use everything in my hair, only. And I'll try other things because I have to. But I always go back to that. You know, I have a Mercedes. Like, I've tried other things, but there's something about a Mercedes I feel like performs the best for my taste. I don't like to be bumped around, or, you know. Like, I did have a Porsche that was like, boom, 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 like low to the ground. Honey, I'm older. I need to, like, feel nothing. Especially in New York on these horrible roads. You're like, I was in my friend's Jeep last night. We were going to Mr. Chow's, like, down in Tribeca where the streets get rough, and I'm like, this is horrible. My first car was a Jeep, so.
It's funny.
Anyway.
What's a day in the life for you when you're not working?
Well, if I have my way, I'm going to the Hamptons this weekend. My boat's still in the water. We're going to go to a restaurant on my boat with some friends. I'll go play tennis and just look at the beauty. I live on the water and walk my dogs, and my cat comes with us down on the beach. I'm on a cliff and we go down, the cat comes.
Aww.
I really spend time in nature. I was upstate last weekend, like with the leaves, and to me that's the best artist in the world. You know, nature, like what happens in that unfolding. And I also am working on houses, designing them. And
it's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've dabbled in all these
like
things.
I like to find a house and then put the team together, design it, put it. I hate putting it on the market because I want to keep everything, but you know, I'm less attached now.
She has a collection of houses.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's so funny. How the hell do you have time to do that?
I like to be on my phone and look at like houses and design, and you know, I'm very into all of that. Always have been.
Like
so it's
it
not
too.
Limited to one thing. I think I train a lot of hairdressers. A lot have worked for me. Chris McMillan, Mark Townsend. I mean, there's so many. But when they first start with me, I'm like, you know, I talk about politics. Did you read the New York Times today? Did you see what happened? Pop culture is very part of my world. And my clientele is a certain clientele. And you have to know what you're, it can't just be like about the hair. It has to be, they have to know that you know.
Right.
And I think, you know, part of being confident, you fake it, but grow your mind. Like, don't be stagnant. You know, I feel like everything, I'm always learning. I think that's the key, to keep learning and not get stagnant.
You've been around a while, but you look like a teen. How do you do it? What do you attribute it to? Why do you look so good?
Well, I have doctors, Dr. Ciccone, Dr. Paul Frank, and I like, no, I'm friends with all the doctors. If I have a little thing on me, I'm like, oh my God, because I've had skin cancer. I've spent a lot of time in the sun. I've had things removed on my face. You know, I'm funny. I don't wear a lot of makeup. I never wear makeup.
Oh, yeah,
I put a little mascara on for you guys today, but like, I think meditation, working out, I work out, I walk, I'm very athletic. I snow ski, I water ski, I'll be water skiing this weekend. You know, I stay active and I'm around young people, and I think I'm younger than them because I taught them all how to ski, and I'm stronger than them when it comes to sports, better at, I don't mean that, but like, you know, my dad was an athlete. He was on the box of Wheaties.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no. He was an oil man, but he was a major athlete.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, did your parents see you become famous?
Yeah, they did. Thank God. Mm. I know. I was the only one that kind of, like, got it together, my family.
What did they think?
They were really, really, really proud of me. I found out later through my dad remarried, and his kids, Angie, who I'm really close to, his one of his daughters, said, you were like his favorite. I never felt that way. I would never have known that. She said, he talked about you all the time, saved all your clippings, and so did my mom. But my parents were very, like, aloof. You know, they didn't like, oh my God, you're amazing. They were the opposite. They were like, I could do whatever I wanted, in a way, almost too much. There was so much freedom just to be who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, they never said I couldn't do something. Right. But I was more like my dad. He wanted his sons to be like him. But I was actually the one that was just like him. Uh-huh. You know, I was more into sports. And I got out of sports like for 20 years in the height of my career between 20 and 40. Because it was completely career. And we would go have fun. Like after a shoot, I'd be with Herb Ritz and Tatiana and Chrissy Turlington, all the clubs. We'd go to clubs every night, Madonna. And we drank, but we got up and went to work the next day. I never said no. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, we worked and we made it fun, but we were serious.
Yeah, work hard, play hard.
Yeah, and this generation, I noticed the younger ones, it's they're always late.
Yeah.
If I was late, that
this morning,
that's bye. You know what I mean? It's it's a very different, I don't know how that happened.
It is.
But in general, I noticed it's a much more like, I can't explain it. And I wasn't like career driven. I was just focused on what I was doing in that moment, which is really meditation in action. Whatever you do, do it 100%. Whether you're washing a dish, it makes me crazy. Don't do my dishes if you're going to leave shit on it. You know what I mean? Like, just do it, you know? And I think everything you do, you have to be aware and awake. I think being awake keeps you young and aware and alive, you know, like connected to the planet.
Yeah. What's something you want to do that you haven't done yet?
I don't think there's anything I haven't done.
I know,
either. I think that I do. I travel a lot. You know, there's places I haven't been yet that I'd like to go to. I guess I'd put that on the list. But as far as my career, you know, I have a product line. I'm doing houses, which I really love, on a side thing. I have my salons, which I love.
How many salons do you have?
I have three now, because Barney's closed, Hudson Yards during COVID. Bye. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At one point, I think I had six, too many. I had one in Santa Barbara at the Miramar Hotel. You know, because I really am about like keeping the brand what it is. Mm-hmm. So you have to train people. It's different if you have a clothing line,
right?
Because that is in the stores, but I have people,
right?
You know, so they think if they're going to go to my salon, they're going to get a certain look,
right?
You know, you're not going to get uptown. Even though I do have an uptown salon, it's a different look. You know that, right?
Like, yes.
You go into the salon, it's going to be very different than downtown.
Yeah, but I've tried both, and I still didn't get what I wanted until now. So thank you.
Oh, good.
What's your favorite comfort food?
Oh, God, I'm such a foodie. If I had to pick one, pasta with truffles, caviar. I mean, those are like, I'd say those are my two favorites.
What's your favorite music?
Oh, God, that's hard. I would have to say if I had to pick one, like Burt Bacharach. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, or Brazil 66. Kind of like sexy, moody, you know, like, that's really good music. Like, it's timeless.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
When you listen to some of those old songs, like, it's just so good. It just puts me in a really good mood. It makes you want to move and dance. And
what's something your current self would tell your younger self?
God, I should ask the therapist. Throughout my life in therapy, because I've always dabbled in and out, they always say, you need to talk to little Sally. Ugh. That drove me crazy. You know, like, you need to talk to your young self. So the question was, what would I...
Why?
I think because I really ignored that young self in myself. I had older brothers. I lived a fast life growing up. They were very hot and, you know, living a fast life. I mean, they lived in big houses when they were like 18. You know, my dad got them a house and the Pretenders would be at our house. Deborra Harry, Joan Jett. I mean,
I never played with toys
or I never really was like, I play with my older brothers, like on go-karts, motorcycles. And, you know, I started young, like acting older. So I think even though I have a childlike personality, I think I would nurture that part of me more. You know, I'm a little hard on myself. And that's why I'm hard on other people around me. Right. I have high expectations. You know, I'm never like, it's okay. You know what I'm, which is probably what I should do. Like people always go, God, don't you feel proud? And I go, I never stop for that, really. Like I'm always thinking ahead. Yes. Like I don't ever feel too settled.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Like I'm not like, oh, yeah, I did it. Familiar. I've arrived. Yeah, and yeah. I did, but I don't feel done yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm, yeah, I mean? I'm not
it's a
doing...
It's a blessing and a curse, I think.
I'm not like running around with celebrities with a brush anymore. But those days are over. I mean, my rate is 5 times more than that in the 80s and 90s. Now it's like, it's a smidge of what it used to be. And I'll do it if I really like someone. You know, I'm working with a lot of like cool actresses, but it's different. They're not, it's not movie star anymore, right? Would you say, you know what I mean? Actors are different now. It's a different time. It's less of a movie star moment. Like when you're with Michelle Pfeiffer. And, I mean, there's still movie stars like Kate Blanchett and Nicole Kidman, but they're older. I think the younger ones, it's less like...
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's less glamorous, like Rita Hayworth. You know, it's different. You know, everyone's on the Instagram. You know who they are.
There's
no mysteriousness about it.
Yeah.
It's like that's you're in their homes. You see what they're eating. You see where they are.
Yeah.
Before, that was kept private, which I think made them movie stars.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Now
you have access into Madonna's room. You see everything she does every day.
Yeah.
Where before it was like, you know, mystery.
Right.
Or you have their PR doing all of their stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But most people are on their own Instagrams now.
Yeah. That kind of is stinky.
Yeah.
Well, you gave us a lot of good life advice already, but since this is Life Minute, what's your best life tip, life advice?
My best life tip is meditate, because that helps you be more present. You know, I think the more present, and this goes for me too, believe me, I think staying present is the most important life tip, because you can't really get depressed in that very second. You can't, you know, get ahead of yourself and think about your problem. You know, if you really stay in the moment, you appreciate life and you live it. I think live your life. No matter what, get out of bed and look out the window and have animals, because animals give you so much pure love, and they're very nurturing. I have 2 dogs and a cat. I want a horse. I want a few more things. You know, I love to be around animals and nature and enjoy this incredible planet. That to me is, you know, and get out of your head a bit, clear your head, and nature can do that, if you know, with meditation.
You're so interesting. I have no idea these things.
Okay, cool.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming here.
Of course.
So
thank you.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.